Recently, there's been an ad on TV that actually made me smile, which, as it turns out, was probably the whole point of the commercial in the first place. Perhaps some of you saw this commercial as well and had a similar reaction. Three elderly women, all bundled up in their winter coats with scarves and hats, are sitting on a park bench side by side, and they're watching children sled downhill. You immediately get the sense that each one is longing for the good old days when they too were carefree youngsters enjoying a winter wonderland. Suddenly, one of the women leaves the other two and reappears carrying a box, which she places in the lap of one of her friends. The friend opens up the box, but the puzzled expression on her face conveys that she doesn't actually get what's inside, and she certainly doesn't have a clue what it's for. So her friend motions for the other two to follow her, and she takes them to the top of the hill where there are three sleds waiting for riders. She then demonstrates how the item she's given each one of them is to be placed on the sled to cushion their bottoms as they now slide down the hill. Not only cushion their bottoms, but probably protect their feeble bones. The scene that follows shows all three sledding downhill, flashing back to when they were young, to their younger selves, to a time when they were carefree and so full of life. Meanwhile, the children are standing by watching these three old women frolic in the snow. And finally, the camera pans to show the familiar logo, the one with a smile and an arrow, and the tagline appears, "Joy is shared." Have you seen that commercial? Well, this 21st century cyberspace retail giant, owned by one of the richest persons on the planet, certainly doesn't need me to plug his company for him. Nor, I assure you, is that my intention. Nevertheless, I have to say that his team of advertising geniuses sent consumer junkies like you and me a message that seems to fit well for this season and for this holy night, where we've gathered once again to celebrate our dear Savior's birth. I say that because the advertisers got it right. Joy is meant to be shared. And so, having just read for us the familiar and beloved Christmas story as recorded by the gospel writer Luke, I'd like to invite you to do a bit of reminiscing with me as we contemplate how this message of great joy has been shared down through the ages, from generation to generation, and throughout our own lives. For truly, this story has brought tears to many an eye and smiles upon many a face. It's the word of and from God, delivered by an angel to the shepherds after Mary had delivered the Christ child. It is the gospel, the good news of great joy for all people. That is to say, the gospel, this good news of great joy, is a message for people of all times and all places. The Christmas story is a message of joy, and it is meant to be shared. Some 2,000 years after Luke first recorded the story of Jesus' birth, Charles Schulz captured this sentiment in the closing scene from Charlie Brown's Christmas. A disillusioned and discouraged Charlie Brown mournfully asks, "Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?" And Linus replies, "Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about." Linus quietly walks to the center of the stage and says, "Lights, please." He then delivers his famous monologue right out of the gospel according to Luke. And there they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all people." I think Linus got it right. That is what Christmas is all about. Those advertisers also got this one right. And certainly Luke, with his cast of unlikely characters, must have got it right as well. Otherwise, none of us would be here. And so I couldn't help but think that as we gather on this holy night, some among us would no doubt be reminiscing about the good old days when life seemed far less confusing and much, much simpler. The days past when our younger selves enjoyed the exhilarating wind rushing by as we sailed through life, living fully in the moment. Back to the time when in our childhood dreams, we only could envision all that lay before us and all that we could be, all that the future would hold. A time when having to navigate the ups and downs of life was unimaginable, and cushions needed to soften the harder places we would encounter completely unnecessary. That was then. And for many of us, time has marched on. So if this rings true for you, if it rings true for you that you're reminiscing about a simpler life, an easier time, a time when there was less turmoil in the world, a time when you saw before you a future filled with possibility, a time when you showed no fear, if that rings true for you, if you're reminiscing about the past, I hope that tonight you will pause long enough to share in the joy that comes to us as a baby in a manger. That baby, that child sent from God to us and to all people, is Christ the Lord. And so finally, I hope that the good news of Jesus Christ, of God coming to live among us full of grace and truth, I hope and pray that that brings a smile to your face and unbridled joy in your hearts. Because the gospel truth is, this good news of great joy is intended for all people, and it is meant to be shared. Let it be so. Amen.